Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James Mary Gregory Jr. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, GMM Gregory News Network, coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Today is Sunday, February 7th, 2016. It's 2 p.m. Pacific Time, which is now 5 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm reading out of, will be reading out of the Book of Psalms, chapter 53. Here it is. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. God looked down from heaven upon the children of men, see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. Every one of them is gone back. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread? They have not called upon God. Nor were they in great fear, where no fear was. For God hath scattered the bones of him that encampeth against thee. Thou hast put them to shame, because God hath despised them. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion, when God bringeth back the captivity of his people. Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. I'm glad you're listening to my live worldwide broadcast here on the internet on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. It's a very warm, sunny day here in Los Angeles today. Today's the day of the Super Bowl between the Denver Broncos and the Carolina Panthers. May the best team win. And here's a message for the players. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, and you will have eternal life in heaven for all eternity. If you reject the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to end up in the lake of fire for all eternity. In the lake of fire, there is no water, no food, no rest, nothing but fire and brimstone for all eternity. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. You know, God is good, ladies and gentlemen. God is always good. If you want to contact me after this broadcast, this half an hour broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio, you can. On my cell phone, one of my cell phones, 904-575-8797. 904-575-8797. I've been on the air since 1999, and the beginning of my show was called The Earthquake Show, which is now GMN Gregory News Network. God led me to start a church, an online church, Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor, called of God. The Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior. Now remember this, ladies and gentlemen. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It is impossible for God to lie. But let me forewarn you who the liar is. Satan, the devil, he is the liar. He's the father of lies. He will try to deceive you into hell. You don't listen to him. You listen to God Almighty, the Lord Jesus Christ, God manifested in the flesh more than 2,000 years ago. He had his earthly ministry more than 2,000 years ago. He was persecuted. He was crucified on the cross of Calvary more than 2,000 years ago. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb. And by the almighty power of God, the Lord Jesus Christ rose from the grave on the third day. He is now seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us, praying for us. And one day, the Lord Jesus Christ himself is coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness, in great power and great glory. Now remember this, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. A special shout out to all my Christian friends from around the world. If you don't catch this live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio, God willing, later on, I will put it up on my Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. and also on Twitter at Gregory of News. That symbol, GregoryOfNews. I believe we're in the end days, ladies and gentlemen. I believe World War III has begun. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. I believe we're going to go through the tribulation period to face the Antichrist. That's how I believe. The true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ will never take the mark, either on the right wrist or forehead. Do not take, if you're a believer in God, do not take the mark, whatever it is. It can be a computer chip implanted in the skin, or it could just be a mark of some kind. But whatever it is, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says in Revelation, whoever takes the mark of the beast is condemning themselves to the lake of fire for all eternity. Now let me read Psalm 53 again. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. If you say there is no God, you know what you are? You're a fool. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Don't be foolish. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus. You know, we've all done foolish things in our lives. We're not, none of us are perfect. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We're all sinners. The only person who never sinned is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's God manifested in the flesh. He's perfect in God the Father, in God the Holy Ghost. Amen. He never sinned. And it is impossible for God to lie. Impossible. It's not in his nature. He's perfect. He's the truth. He's the way, the truth, and the life. So let me repeat what the Bible says. The fool have said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they, and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. Every one of them has gone back. They're all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Now remember what else the Bible says, ladies and gentlemen. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father, in God the Holy Ghost. Amen. God has called me to preach, and I've been faithfully preaching, street preaching, and here on the internet for more than around 4 years. God is good, ladies and gentlemen. He gives us the oxygen to breathe, food to eat, people to care about, people to love. God works in mysterious ways, ladies and gentlemen. God works in mysterious ways. You can send me an email anytime, quakeman30@gmail.com, quakeman30@gmail.com. If you have a prayer request, you can submit it to me. I'm the pastor of Tribulation Baptist Church. My name is Dan Swing Gregory Jr. And so if you have a prayer request, you let me know. Send me an email, quakeman30@gmail.com. quakeman30@gmail.com. Also, you can call me on my Google free internet phone service at 600. I'm sorry. 1-256-600-0859. So that's 1-256-600-0859. Or you can call me here on my cell phone after this broadcast, 904-575-8797, 904-575-8797. I pray you're having a wonderful day. You're listening to my live radio show here on blogtalkradio.com/breakman70 worldwide. And like I said, if you don't catch it live, you can go to my Facebook anytime at James W. Gregory Jr. And also on my Twitter at Gregory of News. Later on, Lord willing, I'll put it up on those sites. Are you prepared for any emergency situation? I hope and pray that you are. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, before it's too late. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you want a CD of my radio broadcast with the American Radio Network in Hollywood, they're only $20 plus postage and handling. Also, I have an online newspaper. It's a Christian newspaper, The Target of Los Angeles, and I'm the publisher. It's an online newspaper. I've written for 5 newspapers here in the Los Angeles area. A portion of my newsletter, The Gregory Report, has been published by the Acton-Acadelsea News, the Lake L.A. News, the Rosamond News, the Tulucan Times, and also the American Eagle News in Northridge, California. I'm glad you're listening to my live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. This is a listener-supported network, my network, TNN, Gregory News Network. If you want to make a contribution of any kind, $10 or higher, much appreciated. I've had thousands of contributors since I've been on the air since 1999, and I'm very thankful to God. Every cent helps. That's the way I look at it, ladies and gentlemen. And it's a pretty windy day here in Los Angeles area. It's bright, it's sunshiny, it's beautiful weather. And I went to Faith Baptist Church today here in Canoga Park. That's my home church. And so anyway, I'm glad you're listening to Tribulation Baptist Church. I'm the pastor, called of God. This is GMN, Gregory News Network. My name is James Gregory Jr. And coming to you here live on Blog Talk Radio. A special shout out to my friends at KABC 790 AM here in Los Angeles. I'm trying to raise support to go on that big radio station. Also a special shout out to my friends at the American Radio Network, Kaleidoscope Radio Magazine. The American Radio Network is now NBS. So a special shout out to my friends there. Also a special shout out to my friends at WOKV radio station in the Jacksonville, Florida area. And also a special shout out to my friends at Trinity Baptist Church and College in Jacksonville, Florida. Let me read Psalm 54, in the Holy Word of God, the King James Version, the most accurate version of the Word of God, in the English language. Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. Hear my prayer, O God, give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen up against me, and oppressors seek after my soul. They have not set God before them, Selah. Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. He shall reward evil unto mine enemies, cut them off in thy truth. I will freely sacrifice them to thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. For he hath delivered me out of all trouble, and mine eye hath seen his desire upon mine enemies. It goes on to say in Psalm 55, give ear to my prayer, O God. and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me, I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppressors, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness, Selah. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it upon the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrow are in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst of thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her streets. For it was not an enemy that reproached me, then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me, then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man mine equal, my guide, and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company. Let death seize upon them, and let them go down quick into hell, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth alone. Selah, because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. He hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. Amen. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. But thou, O God, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their lives, half their days. Let me read that again. But thou, O God, bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. But I will trust in thee. That was Psalm 55. I'm glad you're listening to my live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. This is Tribulation Baptist Church. This is GNN Gregory News Network. My name is James Wayne Gregory Jr. Coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. This is the world's, Blog Talk Radio is the world's largest radio internet site broadcast around the world. I've had shows with Blog Talk Radio since 2013. Also, I've been with three other radio networks. I've been on cable TV here in the Los Angeles area, not recently. My cable TV shows ran from 1999 to late 2008. Time Warner Cable and other cable outlets. Currently, I'm here on Blog Talk Radio. Also on YouTube, go to Google, put in GNN, Gregory News Network, and watch my television show worldwide on the internet on YouTube. Also, I'm on Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. and on Twitter at Gregory of News. And I hope and pray you're having a happy new year. And God bless you. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, before it's too late. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Psalm 56. Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He finding daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O thou most high. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they wrest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. Shall they escape by iniquity? In thine anger cast down the people of God. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears in thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall mine enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. Wilt not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? I'm coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. This is Shannon Gregory News Network. My name is James Manning Gregory Jr. on this sunny, windy, warm day here in Los Angeles. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Now, pretty soon, this half-hour show will be over on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Let me check what time it is right now. This is a half-hour live show on Blog Talk Radio. And, I got about 8 more minutes left. So you're going to watch the Super Bowl game today, anyone out there? It's a big game, but it's only a game. Life is not a game. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, before it's too late. You know, the thing is, I'm just being honest with people. God wants me to be honest with people. We're not guaranteed tomorrow. I'm not guaranteed tomorrow. When our time is up, when God wants us, he's going to get us, okay? So it's very important. The most important thing for you to do is believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, for your eternal destiny. If you believe and trust in him, repenting on your sins, you have a home in heaven. But let me forewarn you, if you reject the Lord Jesus Christ, if you do not repent, you're on your way to hell, a burning, fiery place. And the thing is, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And the Bible says clearly in Revelation, bless you, death and hell will be cast into the lake of fire for all eternity, ladies and gentlemen. In the lake of fire, there's no water, there's no food, there's no rest, nothing but fire and brimstone forever. Okay? And I tell you this because I love you and I care about you, and I don't want you to end up there. But today's the day of salvation. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, before it's too late. Call upon him in prayer and say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve help, but Lord, please, by your mercy and grace, save my soul, and he will do so. He will do so. It is impossible for God to lie. Satan is the liar. He's the father of lies. You don't listen to him. He wants you to go to hell. God does not want you to go to hell. He wants you to believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, repenting on your sins. Repent means have a change of mind, turn away from any sinful way, believing and trusting the Lord. Believe that he died on the cross of Calvary more than 2,000 years ago. He had his earthly ministry. He was persecuted. He was crucified on the cross of Calvary. He died on the cross of Calvary. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb. And he arose triumphantly from the grave on the third day by the almighty power of God. The Lord Jesus Christ is up in heaven right now on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. In one day, the Lord Jesus Christ himself is coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness, in great power, in great glory. In God's timing, he is coming back one day in the future. Okay. God has called me to preach. I'm going to keep preaching until the end of my time here on earth. I'm glad you're listening to Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. Coming to you live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Going to be wrapping up pretty soon. And got about 3 more minutes left of this live podcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. The great thing about Blog Talk Radio, I've been having shows here with Blog Talk Radio. They're headquartered in New York City, the media capital of the world. I program a show, and then I broadcast live on my cell phone right on the internet worldwide. And I'm glad you're listening to blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. This is Tribulation Baptist Church. My name is James William Gregory Jr. I'm the pastor. The Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior. This is GNN Gregory News Network. I'm the founder, only owner, host, CEO, president of GNN Gregory News Network. I'm closed. Since 1999, I've been on the air. In the beginning, my show was called The Earthquake Show. Why did I call it The Earthquake Show? When my wife and I got married January 7th, 94, here in Los Angeles, 10 days later, the big North Ridge earthquake happened. And I tell you what, God used that earthquake to get my attention. We're going to be wrapping up. A special shout-out to my ex-wife, Christy. I pray that you would come back to me. If you're listening, I pray that you would come back to me. Okay, I'm going to be wrapping up. My name is James Wayne Carter Jr. here at Starbucks Coffee here in the Los Angeles area, here in the San Fernando Valley. I'm going to be going to Faith Baptist Church once again tonight for the evening service here in Canoga Park, here on Santa Coy and Caroline. That's my home church here. I was at the morning service this morning. And so anyway, going to be wrapping up, ladies and gentlemen. And pretty soon, a few more minutes. And like I said, if you don't catch this broadcast live, you can go, God willing, next week I'll put it up on my Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. and also on my Twitter site at Gregory of News, at symbol GregoryOfNews. Catch my worldwide television shows on YouTube. Go to Google. Put in GNN, Gregory News Network, and it takes you right to my worldwide television show on YouTube, okay? And so anyway, I'm glad you've listened, and believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, they told me just now, 90 seconds to go on this live podcast, and believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, before it's too late. For whosoever, meaning anyone, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I've been a Christian now since 86. That's 30 years. God changed my life. I'm not perfect, but I am forgiven. Less than a minute ago, this live broadcast. Well, listen. I'm very thankful to all my contributors. Thank you for making contributions to keep this ministry going. I much appreciate it, and God bless you all. God is so good to us. He gives us the oxygen to breathe, people to care about, food to eat. God is good. I'm going to be wrapping up less than 30 seconds to go, and I'm glad you've listened to this live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you have a great day. God bless you. Go to a good Bible-believing church, and have a great day. And God bless you all, and I'm glad you listened. My name is James William Gregory Jr., wrapping up. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, GMN Gregory News Network. Take care for now.